Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King-Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle. Every single day we're talking about blood sugar, sugar this, sugar that. It's like one sweetened conversation out there, right? Oh, my gosh.
Well, you couldn't have put that any better as I'm eating my cupcake.
Put those sugar cubes down.
Oops, no, the cupcake.
I saw you. It was a cupcake, too. No question about it. You know, when I wrote The Hunger Fix, which was the first consumer book about this whole issue of the relationship between food and addiction,
right.
What I found was that the big boy here, the bad one, above all in the hyperpalatables, was sugar. You have sugar, fat, and you have salt. Okay? And these are, you know, I guess we call them sugary, fatty, salty foods. No question about it. So now what we're finding is that, just flashing forward, we've got a whole bunch of books out there. For instance, Dr. Mark Hyman's book, which is The Blood Sugar Solution. You've got Dr. Lustig and Ludwig and others.
Right.
It is an absolute
it's an important topic,
priority.
Right,
it's
a priority.
It's a priority for us to understand the issues with sugar. There's no question. Now, some people have been saying that, you know, you could just sort of moderate it, instead of having, you know, 10 Cokes a day, have 5 Cokes. Yeah, wean off it. But the issue is that we now know through these kinds of books that, and new science, that when you continuously expose the brain to more sugar, then you just kick into your brain and your body an urge and a craving for even more. In The Hunger Fix, I made it really clear what you have to do is spend some time away from that stuff. Didn't you do that for a little bit, Michelle?
I did. After I read your book and we had many conversations about it, I actually interviewed you, I think, Pam, about your book, and that's when I decided to, you know, come clean that I was eating cookie dough, raw cookie dough, which is so loaded with sugar, and you made me change my whole thought process, and boy, has it been the best thing that's ever happened to me, for multiple reasons, right? Losing weight, but also just as a whole, I feel so much better from not having all that sugar in my body.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And, you know, as I mentioned before, there's a new book out by Dr. Mark Hyman, and it's called The Blood Sugar Solution. And I want to bring Mark on. Mark, are you there?
I'm right here.
Well, Mark, good grief, all righty. You know what it is? It's two women just talking away, and we forget the guys in the room, you know?
It's
just one of those things.
It's very fun.
I know, seriously. Well, first of all, everyone out there, Dr. Mark Hyman, gosh, if you don't know his name, where have you been living?
Exactly.
Is a practicing family physician, an 8-time number one New York Times best-selling author, the founder and medical director of the Ultra Wellness Center, chairman of the board of the Institute for Functional Medicine, and a medical editor for one of my favorite places to write, the Huffington Post, of course, and of course now the author of The Blood Sugar Solution 10-Day Detox Diet. And Mark, it's just great to hear your voice again.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
We'll welcome you to Her Radio. Yeah. Michelle and I we want to kind of dig right into it. Why'd you write the book, Mark?
The 10-Day Detox Diet I wrote because I realized that after I wrote The Blood Sugar Solution that a lot of people struggle getting off sugar, and it became clear to me looking at the research in the intervening period that there was increasing evidence that the foods that we're eating are biologically addictive and have hijacked our taste buds and our brain chemistry and our hormones in such a way that make us hungry, that store fat, that makes willpower a fiction, and that we need to really reframe how we deal with this. You can't go from 10 Cokes to 5 Cokes. You can't go from a loaf of bread to half a loaf of bread. You can't go from, you know, 3 cookies to 2 cookies, because what happens is your brain is still hooked. It's like having just one line of cocaine or two cigarettes, or it doesn't work for most people. Or if you're an alcoholic, just having one drink. Because when you trigger those neuropeptides and those neuropathways and the hormones that are really at the root of so much of the suffering that's happening in America today, you can't actually overcome it. So that's why you need a medical sugar detox, which is really why I wrote the 10-day detox diet and why it's so effective to get people reversing diabetes, reversing chronic diseases, even autoimmune disease, and all sorts of things that are really related to the addiction we have to sugar and processed foods.
Mark, I have a very interesting question, sort of doctor to doctor here. You know, one of the standards of therapy for, like, binge eating, for instance, in many of the eating disorders places, has been to say never, ever, ever, you know, deprive someone of something. And therefore, just reframe your relationship with that food and still have them, you know, all there are no bad foods. There are no bad foods.
Yeah, there are no good and bad foods. Strongly disagree with that.
Okay, talk to me about that.
Trans fats are bad foods. MSG containing foods are bad foods. Yeah. High fructose corn containing foods are bad foods. And I think we have to come clean and realize that the food industry is making foods that are intentionally designed to make us sick and fat. And then if we eat real food, if we eat food that's got no nutrition facts on it, if we eat food that with no barcodes and no labels and no ingredients, then of course there are no good and bad foods. But when you look at what actually is being fed to America, yes, of course there are good and bad foods.
So Mark, tell me,
not
what
all
is
calories
the,
are the same.
So tell me, what is the breakdown of the 10-day detox plan? Can you kind of walk us through that?
Sure, it's really quite simple. It's like it's like getting rid of all the sugar and flour and processed food, eating real food, eating very, very low glycemic food, lots of plant foods, high nutrient density, lots of nuts and seeds, lots of vegetables, some fruit, and getting off of dairy and gluten and grains and processed foods, and allowing your body to reset. And then each day has a theme that helps you to reset your system, including exercises around your thinking and journaling and tracking your nut results, looking at how you design your environment for success, how you set up your exercise, and all the pieces that we need to actually succeed.
So what made you pick 10 days?
Well, it takes about 10 days to reset all your neural pathways, to reset your taste buds, to really unhook from the addiction. And when you do that, in 10 days, you see profound changes. We had 4,000 people do this. Sorry, we had 600 people do this for 10 days. They lost 4,000 pounds. Their blood sugar dropped an average of 20 points, and blood pressure an average of 10 points. Their waist size decreased about 2 inches on average. And then their all symptoms from all diseases went down by 62% in 10 days. I mean, there's no drug on the planet that can do that. Because what happens is when you switch out junk for real food, you literally turn on all the genes that create health, and you turn off all the genes that cause disease.
Right.
Is it easier for a guy to do this than a woman? You know, so many of these things, like, for instance, if you looked at the Atkins, data, it was very much a guy thing. I mean, obviously women did it too, but there was a sort of more of a predominance of guys who could kind of do that type of thing. In this type of a detox, did you find that there was a difference at all? You know, in terms of success?
Yeah, we had mostly women, actually. It's true that we had mostly women.
How interesting.
Profoundly effective, and we had them doing it together. That's one of the secret sauces, that people doing it together have profound benefit, profound effect on helping their bodies function better. And it's really striking when you see that. It's really striking when you see how powerful
Fantastic.
The community is and how people
Right.
work together.
All right. Well, I want to give a major shout out to my wonderful friend and colleague, Dr. Mark Hyman. You got to get out and buy this book, The Blood Sugar Solution 10-Day Detox Diet. And Dr. Hyman, Mark, thanks so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.